Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Vav of Mabeis, 10 lines from the wide lines. The Mishnah had spoken about a situation where somebody had designated an animal for Karban Pesach, and then that animal had gotten lost, designated a second animal for the Karban Pesach, and after he designated the second animal and brought the second animal, the first animal was found. The Mishnah taught us that that first animal can be brought as a Karban Shlamim. And not only is the halacha that that animal is brought as a Karban Shlamim, but the tamura of that animal is brought as a Karban Shlamim as well. Comments Rava on that halacha. Amar Rava lo shana el shenimtza acha shchita. That when was the first animal found? The first animal was found after you brought the second animal as a Karban Pesach, v'heimabo, and then the person made a tamura in that, or if the person made a tamura of that first animal, also achashchita, after the second animal was brought. In all these cases, the halacha is that the carbon, the first animal that was designated, was really never nitcha, was never actively pushed away from being a Karban Pesach. It just wasn't here when I was bringing the Karban Pesach. And because that animal was never nitcha, so it doesn't lose its status of Kedusha. And because it doesn't lose its status of Kedusha, it can be brought as a Karban Pesach, as a Karban Shlamim, and its Temura can be brought as a Karban Shlamim. Avol nimtza kodem shchita, if before I brought the second animal as the Karban Pesach, the first animal was already discovered. And then, the Hemabah, but I do the Temura Lacha Shchita, after we use the second animal as a Karban Pesach. So now, since that first animal, it was available to me when we brought the Karban Pesach. And although it was available to us when the Karban Pesach was brought, we chose not to use it as a Karban Pesach. So that means that animal is considered a dechuya, that it was actively pushed away from being used as a Karban Pesach. Since it was actively pushed away for being used as a Karban Pesach, in a situation where it's actively pushed away from being a Karban Pesach, that's called a kedushik dechuya. So that animal can't be a carbon itself. That animal is a kedusha dechuya. It can't be brought as a carbon shlamim, and therefore the tamura that's kedusha would emanate from it also is a weak kedusha, because mikayach kedusha dechuya kaasya, and therefore that tamura like karva cannot be itself used as a carbon. Rather, it's left to become balmum, and after it becomes a balmum, it's sold, and with the proceeds, you could bring a carbon. And again, the Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the explanation of this Gemara is that something which is a derivative of something else cannot be stronger than the original. So if the original carbon from which I made this, a tamura, cannot be brought as a carbon shlamim, as we just discussed, the other animal cannot be, the tamura cannot be used as a carbon shlamim either. Esve Abaya, the Torah, when it speaks about the parsha shlamim, it says, im kesev humakrif. If somebody chooses to bring a sheep for carbon pasuk, for carbon shlamim. And the question is, ma tamalayim im kesev? Why does the Torah have to use the word im? The Torah could have said, kesev humakrif, that he's bringing a sheep is for carbon shlamim. Why does the Torah have to say v'im? To answer the Gemara, Rabbis Tamuras a Pesach acha Pesach, that the tamura of a carbon Pesach after Pesach krev shlamim is brought as a carbon shlamim. So Abaya drills down. Hey chidami, exactly what is the case of the brisa? Ilema shenimtzal acha shchita, that the first animal that was originally designated to be your Karban Pesach, but got lost. And then you designated a second animal to be your Karban Pesach. And that was the animal that you actually brought as the Karban Pesach. And now you have the first animal, and vehemaba, and you make a tamur in that first animal. And all of this took place achas shchita, after the shchita of the second animal, which you now used as your carbon Pesach, pshita. That's the case of Moisar HaPesach. The case of Moisar HaPesach is when we have an animal which was originally used, which was originally designated as a Korban Pesach, and then it wasn't brought. So that animal is considered Moisar HaPesach. The halachic status of a Moisar HaPesach is that it's shlomim, and the tamura of it is a shlomim. For that, says Abaya, lama likra, there would indeed no pasuk to teach us this halacha. Ella, isn't the pasuk referring to a situation shenimtza kaidem shchita, that the first animal was found even before the shchita of the second animal, but we did the temura on that animal after the shchita, and the pasuk is teaching us that even though at the moment that we did the temura, the first animal which was designated as the Korban Pesach was dochui, was actively pushed away from being my Korban Pesach, still the temura of that animal can be used as a carbon shlomim, not like Rava began today's shir. Answers the Gemara loy. That isn't what the Brice is speaking about. The Brice is speaking about a case shenimtza achas shchita v'heim b'achas shchita, that the first animal was only discovered after the shchita of the second animal, and the temura on this first animal also only took place after the shchita. But if that's the case, as the Gemara just pointed out, that's the classical example of a Moisar Pesach. And since it's the classical example of the Moisar Pesach, we need no pasuk to teach us that it is brought as a shlomim and its tamura is brought as a shlomim. It says the Gemara, cross smachta ba'alma. The pasuk is indeed just an smachta ba'alma. The pasuk is not really telling us something that we didn't know. So if that's the case, we go back to the question. So the pasuk becomes extra, becomes superfluous. Al krala mayasa. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara Kedetanya. The pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha. Kesef, coming to teach us, bal l'rabbis as a pesach l'alya. That if somebody chooses to use as a sheep for his carbon pesach, the tail of the sheep is also burnt on the mizbeach. If the carbon pesach, that animal they designate for the carbon pesach, is over a year old, that means when I designated the animal was less than a year old. But now, afterwards, when it comes to bring the carbon pesach, it's over a year old. There's a machlokes in Masech de Yuma, Daf Samechei Amud Beis. How do we count that? Is it 365 days from the solar year, or do we count 12 months like we normally follow the lunar year? L'rabbis Pesach Shasa Shanasai, V'shlom Abay Machmet Pesach, or what we're discussing in our shir, the Temuris Pesach, that the Aloch is Tamuris Pesach is brought as a shlamim. Another pshat that in Shlom Abba Machnas Pesach is talking about the Chagiga that's brought, that we discussed, the Chagigas Yudalid, that's brought together with the Karman Pesach. L'chol mitzvah shlamim, that they are treated like regular klavim shlamim. Tun and smicham, that they have to have smicha by the owner on the head of the carbon, which is not the halacha by a Karman Pesach, Nesachim. You bring along with the Karman Shlomim, even with these Karman Shlomim Nesachim. They require Tanufas Chaz V'Shoik, Shoim V'Heim Heiz, and then the next pasuk continues, says V'im Eiz, if you choose to bring a goat, Hifzik Inyan, that the reason the Torah says V'im Eiz starts a new parasha when it speaks about the sheep, about the goat, separating the sheep from the goat, Liman Ala Eish Eintan Alya, that this halacha, that you burn the tail on the Mizbeach, is only said by sheep, it wasn't said by goats, says the Gemara. But there's a whole different version of what we began our shiur with. Ikad Masn Le'Reshim, the statement that Rava made at the beginning of his shiur, is not, according to the original Lashon, it depends. If I found the first animal before the shechita, but I did the temura after the shechita, so Rava, according to the first version of today's shiur, taught us that since this temura mikoyach kedusha d'chuyaba, it can't be brought as a shlomim. The second lashon has come to tell us that even if the first carbon was found before the shechita, and therefore it cannot be used as a carbon shlamim, the tmura can be brought as a shlamim because it never was nitcha. Because it was everything that happened with the tmura happened after your carbon pesach was already brought. If the original carbon pesach, the original animal, which was designated as a carbon pesach, was found before you shechted the second animal as the carbon pesach, so that animal that I now found yirach yistav, I have to let it become bamum, and with the proceeds I buy shlomim. The came to Marasai, and not only is the halacha that way on that animal, but only on the tamura of that animal as well. On that comments Rava, Amar Rava, Loishano, this halacha that the tamura cannot be brought itself as a carbon shlam was only said, Shenimtsa kadm shchita, that the original animal was found before the shchita of the second animal, and also Vehemaba kadm shchita, and the tamura took place before the shechita. And that's when, since that's what we say, b'koyach kedusha d'chuyah hiba. Aval, if the first animal, nimtza koydim shechita, was indeed found before the shechita of the second animal as the Karm Pesach. However, v'heimabah l'ach shechita, the tamura only took place after the shechita of the second animal. So even though now I'm making a tamura on the first animal, and that animal is a Kedusha d'chuya, tamurasa krev shlamim, the tamura can be brought as a common shlamim. My tam, what's the reason we can allow that the tamura itself can be brought as a common shlamim? Kikav shchita, what the shchita made that first animal could be a kedusha d'chuya, b'midah d'chazile, where I had that animal in front of me, I now have that first animal, it technically could have been brought as a common Pesach. I chose not to bring it as a Karban Pesach. That's why it itself cannot be brought as a Karban Pesach. It cannot be brought as a Karban Shlomim. However, Midah D'Lo Chazilei, this animal that I only made it into a Temura after the Karban Pesach was brought, so it could have never been used as a Karban Pesach. I already brought my Karban Pesach. Loi Kavo, it doesn't have a Shem Pesach. It doesn't have a Shem Dochui, and it itself can be brought as a Karban Shlomim. Esrei Abaya, ask Abaya, again from the pasuk that we quoted, what the pasuk says regarding the Karban Shlomim, Im Kesef U'Makriv, and the question is, Matam Elohim Im, what does the Torah use the word Im to teach us? The Rabbis Temur HaPesach Acha Pesach, to teach us that the Temur of a Karban Pesach, after the second animal is brought as a Karban Pesach, Shekrev Shlomim can be brought as a Karban Shlomim. Yochel, continues the Braisa, Af Lifnei Pesach, Cain, that even if it was lost and it was found before the Karban Pesach was brought, that itself could be brought as a Shlomim, Tamaloyma, who Karav, that this animal could be brought as a Karban Shlomim, Vein Tamaros Pesach Kreva, but the Tamura cannot be brought as a Karban Shlomim. Hechidemia, so Xen asks Abai, what is the case of the Braisa? Ilema shenimtza kodem shchita, that you found the original animal before you brought the second animal as the Karban Shlomim, and also the Hemaba, and you also did the Temura before you brought the second animal as the Karban Pesach. Kodem shchita, pita, if all of this took place before the second animal was brought as a Karban Pesach, it's obvious that it can't be brought as a Shlomim. It's a kedusha d'chuya, and for that lamali kra el laf shenimtza kodem shchita. Isn't the pasuk referring to a situation where the first animal was found before the shchita, and even though I only did the heimaba acha shchita, I did the tamura after the shchita of the carbon. So now that animal could have never possibly been used for carbon pesach. I already brought my carbon pesach. Still, the pasuk says that since mikoyach kedusha d'chuya hiba, since it's a tamura of something which is d'chuy, it cannot be used as a shlamim. To yufta the rava, this is a clear refutation of the way we understood Rava in the second version of our understanding of Rava to Yufta, and it doesn't make a difference when we made the Temura. That we make the Temura before, if I found the first animal before I brought the second animal, it doesn't make a difference if I did the tamura before I brought the second animal or after I brought the second animal, since that tamura mikoyach kedusha d'chuyah hiba, it itself cannot be brought as a carbon shlamim. When we speak about a carbon chatos, there's a special halacha Moshe Sinai, chamesh chatos meisus. There are five situations that a carbon chatos is left to die. Vlad chatos, where somebody designated a female as a carbon chatos, and it then had a baby, so the mother is used as the carbon, and the child is lamisa azla. Tamuras chatos. Even though we learned that in yesterday's shir, that we quoted the pasuk, yomirenu, v'mhama yomir, v'hayuhu, Usmarasu Yakaidish, if somebody does tamura, both the original animal and the second animal should be brought as a carbon. As we learned, if you make a tamurus oila, the tamura should be brought as a carbon oila. If you make a tamura shlamim, it should be brought as a tamura shlamim. By chatis, the halacha is if you had an animal which you designated as a carbon chatis, and then you made a tamura of that animal, the halacha is that the first animal that you designated as a karma chatos is the animal that's used for your karma chatos, and the second one is lamisa asla. Chatos shemes, because a very important underlying reasoning behind these reasonings is you can only bring only one karma chatos. So the vlad chatos, you're not mechuyven another karma chatos. The tamuras chatos, you didn't do an aveira, Baruch Hashem. You're not chayven a karma chatos, so you can't bring it as a karma chatos. Another case is chatos shemeso baleha, that somebody is mechuyven a karma chatos. He designated an animal to be that karma chatos, and before he could bring the karma chatos, he passed away. So the point of the karma chatos is to affect the kapara, but this person already had his kapara with his misa, with his passing away, and therefore there's no point in bringing that karma chatos lemisa azla, or chatos in his kapara baleo b'acheres. Very similar. If somebody designated an animal for karma chatos, that animal got lost, so he took a different animal and used that for the karma chatos, and now he discovers the original karma chatos. So he's not mechuyv in a karma chatos, that original animal, lemisa azla. And another case, chatos avda, you have a karma chatos that got lost, v'nimtza koydim sh'niskapru habalim, the original animal, and you designated a second animal, before you brought that second animal, the first animal was discovered, there's machloikus tanoim. The hacham hold, that whether it has to have another disqualification, to make that the halacha should be lemisa azla, the opinion of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon is that it goes lemisa. So says the Gemara, Shmuel establishes a rule. Amr Shmuel, kol b'chatos mesa, in any situation where the halacha would be by karma chatos, that the halacha is the lemisa azla, the five examples that we just gave, the halacha would be, if you had such a situation by karma Pesach, it would be brought as a shlomim. And wherever the halacha by karma chatos is sheroya, that it should be left to become bamum, and you sell it, b'pesach, by karma pesach, the halacha would be identical b'misa. The halacha is that it's left; it also is sold. In other words, if we want to know what to do, we could use the karma chatos as the model. Where there it's lamisa, here it's the shlamim. Where there it's luria, here too it's luria. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees on this rule that Shmuel just established, and Shmuel said, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, "Ein haPesach Karav Shlamim." The only time an animal that was designated as a Karav Pesach and got lost is brought as a Shlamim, as Shnimtzal Acha Shchita. If after we took another animal, as we've been discussing, we took another animal and used that second animal as our Karav Pesach, and then the first animal is discovered, then that first animal is used as a carbon shlamim. Avol kodem shchita, if you find the first animal before you brought the second animal as a carbon pesach, loy, that animal is not brought as a carbon shlamim, but rather you have to let it become balmum and sell it and use it for nedava. Because, as we've learned in the previous year, this is a situation of dochli, that you actively push this animal away from using it as a Karban Pesach, and if you actively with doicha push the animal away from using it as a Karban Pesach, it may not be used as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Maskel of Rav Yosef on Shmuel, the Klalahu, is the rule that you just made a hard and fast rule? For a chatish of a shnosom. We spoke about Kam Chatis, that if it becomes older than a year, that it no longer can be used as a Karban Chatis. The Aloch of a Karban Chatis is Luria Azla, that such an animal is left to become Balmum. Damer Rav Shimon Lakish, Chatis Avir Shnosa, Rish Lakish teaches us, if a Chatis passes its year, Rhinos of Kilomedis Beis HaKfaris, we look at that animal as if it's standing in the cemetery, where a Kayin cannot go in to shecht it. And even though, as the Rishonim point out, that typically a carbon doesn't have to be slaughtered by a Kayin, the point is that usually the Kohanim were the ones that did the Shechita. And here, since the Kayin can't do the Shechita, you can't use that carbon. Rather, the halacha is Roya, we let it become Balmum, and after it becomes Mum, we sell it for the Oilus Ketzim Mizbeach. Vila Pesach Gai Gavna, what would be halacha by Karban Pesach? The halacha is Karv Shlomim, that animal, which now is too old to be used as a Karban Pesach, the halacha is that it's brought as a Karban Shlomim. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Karban Shlomim, Kesev, Larabbas, Pesach la'alya, to teach us that if we burn the tail of a Karban Pesach, we bring it from a sheep. Shomer, and when the Torah adds the word im kesef, l'rabbis Pesach she'avish nasoi, if you have a Pesach that's over a year old, u'shlom abon machus Pesach, that's the moisra Pesach. That means a number of examples. One example is that you designated two animals for your Karban Pesach on the concern that something may happen to the first animal, and now you use the first animal and you have a second animal. Or another case of Moser Pesach is that you designated money for your Karban Pesach, that you're going to buy an animal with it, and now you have leftover money, that these are called Moser Pesach, that they're treated like a Karban Shlomim, L'chom Mitzvah Shlomim, Shtun HaSnivcha, U'Nesachim, Tanuf HaSchaz V'Shoik, K'shoim V'im Eis. When the Torah adds the word v'meis, hifsek inya limit al eis, that by you bring a goat for Karban Pesach, ain't ton alya, there is no chiv that you have to burn. Yeah, there is no chiv to burn the tail of a goat that's brought as a Karban oila. What? So we have here that we have a case that by chatos, the halacha is tira. Chata shavar shnasa, we said, is tira. And by Pesach, it's karav shlomim. But Shmuel started this piece of Gemara by teaching us that because of a chatas tira, wherever the halacha requires that a chatas be left to graze and become balmum, so too is also the halacha by Pesach. How do we understand that? Answers the Gemara, kikam Shmuel, that when did Shmuel say that whatever a chatas is mesa, by Karban Pesach it's brought as a Karban Shlomim, that's only by Avudim. In a situation where the person who brought this Karban Chatas used a different carbon, and then he discovered his original carbon. And that's when Shmuel says that by Chatas, the halacha would be that it goes L'misa, by Karban Pesach, it would be brought as a Shlomim. But in a situation, the Chuyin, where an animal would became disqualified to be brought as a Karban Chatas, like we just learned, when the animal now is over Shnasa, lo yama, Shmuel didn't say his halacha, and there the halacha Pesach would be different than the halacha of Chatas. By a Karban Chatas, the halacha would be Tira, and by a Karban Pesach, it would be brought as a Shlomim. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that these two halachas of what we said by Karban Pesach don't necessarily travel together. Only in a case whereby Chatas, the Skapru Baleo, that's where by Chatas Lemisa Azla, and by Pesach it goes L'Shlomim. The other cases, like Chatas Shemesa Baleo, the Pesach won't be brought, the halacha is that the Pesach is brought as a Shlomim. And Chatas Avir Shenosai is very different. Chatas Avir Shenosai is Tira, and by Pesach, it's brought as a Karban Shlomim. Ask the Gemara, Why did you explain that Shmuel speaking about Ovid? Mimishkachslo, is there a case that by carbon chatos that it's left to Roya? What's going to be the halacha of a carbon chatos was lost? And as you, while it's still lost, you designated another animal. And now you find the first animal before you actually brought the second animal. The halacha, the Gemara Masechta Temura, teaches us, the Masechta Temura Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis teaches us that in such a case, Luria Azla. As the Gemara quotes the Mishnah there, Hifrish Chav Tosuva Avda, you designated an animal as a Karmach Chatos and it got lost. V'Hifrish Acheres Tachteo. And now you designate a second animal. V'Nimtzis HaRishayna, and now you find the first animal. And now Rishtei Amdus, and you have two animals in front of you. The halacha is Achsman Tikarif, one of those animals should be used as a Karmach Chatos. V'Shniya Thomas, and the other one is left to die. Divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. V'Cham Amrim. Ain't chatas mesa. There is no case where the chatas is put to death. Ella nimtzus la'achushin's kapper balem. If the first animal was found only after the owners brought the second animal. Ha, had the first animal been discovered kaidim shnis kapper balem before the owners brought a carbon, the halacha would be the roya, that first animal is considered a mesa chatas. And the Moisa Chattis is left for Riyya. Vila Pesach, when we speak about a Karim Pesach, Hechad Ovad, if the first animal was lost, V'nimtzer Lach Chatzois, and then the first animal is found after Chatzois, which Reb Zeira taught us in our previous shiur, that if it was found after Chatzois, even though I did not yet bring a Karim Pesach, even though it's Kodim Shchita, I did not yet bring the second animal as a Karban Pesach, the halacha is Karban Shlomim. So we see that if the Pesach was lost when I took the second animal, and now I have both animals in front of me, one animal, the second animal I used for Karban Pesach, and the first animal is used for Karban Shlomim if it wasn't available to us by Chatzos. Whereas by Karban Chatos, if the first animal was here when I'm using the second animal as a Karmach Chatos, the halacha would be Tira. So how could we say that, how could Shmuel have said that wherever the halacha is, that by Pesach, by Chatos it's Tira, by Pesach it's Tira, here we see that by Chatos we just identified a case where by Chatos it would be Tira, and by Pesach it could be brought as a Karmach Shlomim. Answers the Gemara, as we said a moment ago, Shmuel Kareb Svir, Rebbe Svirlei, that Shmuel holds the Amar Vudel Misa Azla, that the halacha is that if I found the first animal before I brought the second animal as a Karmi Chatos, and I bring the second animal as the Karmi Chatos, the first animal is indeed go Lemisa. So if the first animal goes Lemisa, and then Shmuel says that wherever by Chatos it goes Lemisa, by Karmi Pesach it goes L'shlamim, so his rule is perfect. Ask the Gemara, according to Rebbe, any time when you lose a Karmi Chatos, it's left to die. Vila Pesach, but by Pesach, that isn't always the rule. Hechad Ovid Karmi Chatzos, if I lost the original Karmi Pesach before Chatzos, as Reb Zeira taught us, but was Nimtzav Karmi Chatzos, and it's found before Chatzos, Roya. So again, they're not traveling together, because by Chatos, if I lost the first animal and I designate a second animal, according to Rebbe, the first animal always goes Lemisa. By Pesach, as Reb Zeira taught us, it depends when you found it. If you found it before Chatzos, it goes Lemisa. If it goes Luria. If you found after Chatzos, it goes for Karban Shlomim. Answers the Gemara. Kaidin Chatzos. If you find the first animal before Chatzos, so it's before Chatzos, the time for bringing the Karban Pesach has not yet even come. Lav Ovidhu. It's not in the category of Ovid. When do we say that by Chatzos, if it's Ovid, it goes Lemisa? If it's indeed Ovid, by Pesach before Chatzos, it's not even in the category of Ovid. Damar Rava, as Rava taught us, Damar Rava, Avei Deslaila, if you lost the Karban Chatzos at night, and then you found it before daybreak, it's not avuda, Because since at night you can't bring a carbon, it's not considered in the category of avuda. And if when day broke, you already had the first animal, there even Rebbe will agree that that is not in the category of avuda, and there Rebbe will agree that Luria Azla. The same thing by Karban Pesach. If the Karban Pesach was found before Chatzos, since this man for bringing the Karban Pesach does not begin until Chatzos, so therefore anything that's found before that time is not considered Ovid. Because since it's not a Zman for being able to bring a carbon, it's not considered Ovid. And the Chazon Ish points out that this halacha will apply to all Karbanos. If a carbon was lost and found before the carbon could actually be brought as a carbon, it's not in the category of avuda. The Gemara, till now, attempted to reconcile or understand Shmuel's rule that wherever by chatos it's mesa, by Pesach it's shlamim, wherever it's chatos riyah, by Pesach it's shlamim. And we also said, in order to be able to reconcile Shmuel, that Shmuel is going to hold that any case of a kamachatos, which is in the category of avuda, which is the category of lost, it's mesa, and therefore anything comparable, similar, by Pesach, will be brought as a carbon shlomim. But ask the Gemara, but now that we've established that Shmuel agrees with Rebbe, so where will be a case as royal Rebbe Hech Mishkachsla? Where will there be a case that the Chatos is left Ria and that by Pesach will say it also be Ria? Because by Karma Chatos, if I lost it by day, designated a new animal, says Rebbe, even if I didn't yet bring the second animal, the halacha is that it's not, it goes Lamisa. If it was brought at night, it was lost at night and found before the night is over. So we just learned that that's not a case of Riyah. Answers the Gemara, Kreboshia. The Gemara will find us a case where by Chatas it's Riyah. Domeroshia, Hifrishte Chatas L'Chrayas. That means, as Toysus, the very masculine Hifrish, explains, it's not that somebody said these two animals should be my Karma Chatas, where he said on one animal, I raise a chatas. And then he said on the second animal, I raise a chatas. That's not a good example. Because since you only could bring a chatas, as we discussed, if you did an aveira, when you designated the first animal as your karma chatas, the second animal is impossible to be karma chatas. You're not mechuyev in a karma chatas. You also can't explain where you said that where you said that both animals should be karma chatas. Because there's a rule throughout Shas. Anything that can't happen one after the other, as we just explained, you can't say one animal should be karma chatas and then the second animal should be karma chatas. That, we just explained, is impossible. So you can't say two animals are karma chatas either. So what is the case of our Gemara? The case of the Gemara is that you set the designated two animals, and what you said is that if something happens to the first animal, the second animal will be your backup animal. And here, Miskapa Bachsmahem, the halacha is that you choose one of these animals to bring as the karma chatos that you're obligated to bring, v'shniya, and that's where the second animal should be tira and let it become bamum and use the use that money to buy Nidvas Keitz HaMizbeach. But ask the Gemara, what would be the case by Karban Pesach? Va'ilu Pesach Kai Gavna, where you designated two animals to be a Karban Pesach. The halacha is, one animal should be brought as a Karban Pesach, and the second animal, as we said earlier in our shiur today, is Karav Shlomim. That's the case of Moiser Pesach that's brought as Shlomim. So we see that by Karban Chatos, such a case would be Luria Azla, and by Karban Pesach, it would be brought as a Shlomim. However, Shmuel said that wherever by Karban Chatos it's Luria, by Karban Pesach it's Luria also. El Shmuel, says the Gemara goes back on its understanding of Shmuel, and says, Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. Dama Chamesh Chatos Meses, the five cases that we began the sugya with, where the Torah says, Chamas chatos meses. Vlad chatos. Tmuras chatos. Chatos shemesu belel. Chatos shetskaper belel. Chatos shover shnosoi. And Shmuel says that in all these cases, the kum chatos goes lemisa. And in all these cases, the halacha is that kippur belel always goes lemisa. It doesn't make a difference when it was avuda and found, whether it was found before you brought a carbon pesa, we brought another carbon, whether it wasn't found before you brought another carbon. In all these cases, it goes lemisa. And the same thing by carbon pesach, given Shmuel's rule, and all of these circumstances would go to a carbon shlamim. But ask the Gemara, but Shmuel said that wherever by chatas it goes l'riya, so too is the halacha by carbon pesach. But ask the Gemara, v'royal of Shimon lest l'klal. Rav Shimon never has a case by Karmen Chatos that it goes L'Royah. So how would we understand the statement that Shmuel made that Kol Shem Chatos Royah but Pesach Royah? There is no case according to Rav Shimon of Chatos Royah. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chadakova. Shmuel only meant to say one halacha. All Shmuel meant to say was that Kol Shem Chatos Mesa but Pesach Karv Shlomim. He didn't at all address, he never said, according to this understanding of the Gemara, the second part of the statement of Chatos Roya a Pesach Roya, because there is no Chatos Roya. Ask the Gemara, but if that's what Shmuel came to teach us, that we already learned in the Mishnah, on that Tzadik Vavam Abeis, where the Mishnah teaches that if somebody designated an animal for Karm Pesach, and then he lost it and designated another animal, and he finds the first animal after the Shechita of the second animal, that first animal should be brought as a Karm Shlomim. And we explain that doesn't mean that the animal, that the first animal, that the second animal is not in existence, because we followed the opinion of Reb Zeira that even if it's here, if it's after Chatzos, the second animal should be brought as a carbon Pesach, and the first animal should be brought as a carbon Shlomim. So what's Shmuel teaching us? Answers the Gemara of Fukud Reb Yochanan. He's coming to teach us that we don't follow the opinion of Reb Yochanan. The Reb Yochanan said, "Dama ein pesach karv shlamim el she'aved nimtza lacha shechita," that you could only use it for karv shlamim if you found it after the second animal was brought as a karv pesach. However, Reb Yochanan said, "Koidim shechita," if you found the second animal, if you found the first animal before the second animal was brought for karv pesach, loy, you can't use that. You can't use that first animal as a karv shlamim. Alma, because Rabbi Yochanan said it's not the time of Chatzos that's the defining moment. According to him, you have to see, did you already bring the second animal for Karm Pesach or not? Shechita kova. Did you bring the second animal for Karm Pesach or not? Kamash Malon, Shmuel wants to teach us is that we don't pask in that like Rabbi Yochanan, that we look at the Shechita, but rather we pask in like Rabbi Zeira, we look at Chatzos. And as long as the first animal was not yet found before Chatzos, after you'll find it, even though you have not yet brought your carbon Pesach, that first animal could be brought as a carbon shlamim. Now, the Gemara brings a whole different version in how to understand what Shmuel said. Till now, we've been understanding Shmuel set a rule, the kol shebechatas mesa, be Pesach karv shlamim, the kol shebechatas roya, abe Pesach roya. And the Gemara didn't really understand how to understand what Shmuel meant. And we learned that what Shmuel said holds like the Gemara wants to say that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and that every time Avuda by Karm Chatos is left to die, and that's why every time by Karban Pesach it goes L'Shlomim. But now, there's a Dil Shnachrina, there's a different version what was meant. What is the question? Because the Gemara's question was that by Karm Chatos, according to Rabbanon, if I lost it and I took a different animal and now I find the first animal before I brought the second animal as a Karm Chatos, according to the Chachamim that we quoted that Mishnah, Masechta Tmur, Daf Chaf Beis, on the Beis, it goes L'Riya, Vila Pesach, whereas by Karm Pesach, in such a case, Hecha the Oved, if the first animal was lost, and it was only found after Chatzos, even though you haven't brought yet your Karban Pesach. It's because it's Kaidim Shechita, the Halacha is Yikrav Shlomim. So we see that the Halacha of Karban Pesach and Karban Chatzos are not the same. The answer is the Gemara. Shmuel Krabbe's feeling. Shmuel's going to hold like Rabba, Dama Shechita Kava. That it's not Chatzos. It depends on the Shechita. And indeed, if you find the first animal before you brought the second animal as a Karban Pesach, the halacha would be that you can't use that first animal for Karban Shlamim. It would go Luria, which is identical to what the halacha is according to the Rabbanon by Karban Chatos. Ask the Gemara, Vadmid the Karban Rabbi Yochanan Law. Since Rabbi Yochanan made a statement regarding Shmuel, Ein Pesach Kar Shlamim Ela Nimtzalacha Shchita, you don't use the original animal for Karban Shlamim only after the first, if you already had brought the second animal as a Karban Pesach, Ava Kodim Shchita. But if you found the first animal before you brought the second animal as your Karban Pesach, Loi, the halacha is that that first animal is not brought as a Karban Shlamim, rather it's Riya, Alma. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Shechita Kava. So Shmuel, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, obviously does not hold that the Shechita is Kaveya. He holds the Chatzos Kava. And as long as you only found the first animal after Chatzos, even though you have not yet brought the second animal as your Karban Pesach, the halacha would be that you bring it as a Karban Shlamim. But according to Rabbanon, the halacha would be that in such a case, by Karban Chatos, it would go Luria. And if Shmuel says that wherever by Karban Chatos it goes Luria, by Karban Pesach it also goes Luria, how will we understand this? Answers the Gemara, we have to say, Shmuel Krebi Svirle. It doesn't make a difference when I find the first animal, whether it's before I brought the second animal, or whether it's after I brought the second animal as the Karban Chatos. In all cases, that lost animal is Lamisa. And that's going to be the same thing here, that by Karban Pesach, if I find the first animal after Chatzos, even though the Karban Pesach, I have not yet brought a Karban Pesach, the halacha is, it's brought as a Karban Shlamim. Ask the Gemara, but how could you explain that Shmuel follows the opinion of Rebbe, v'ha kol avudim l'Rebbe Mason? All situation where an animal is lost, the halacha is the Rebbe says it's lemisa azla by Karban Chatos. Vila Pesach, but by Karban Pesach, even if we'll say Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira will agree that heicha de ovid kodim chatzos, if you lost the first animal before chatzos, and then you designated a second animal, and before chatzos you found the first animal, so now the second animal, you didn't bring a Karban Pesach yet. Not only didn't you bring a Karban Pesach yet, it's before Chatzos, you couldn't have brought a Karban Pesach. In such a case, even Reb Zeira agrees that that animal is royal. But according to Rebbe, it's by Chatzos, a corresponding case would be Lamisa. And Shmuel said that wherever by Chatzos it's Lamisa, by Pesach it's Shlomim. Here we have a case where by Chatzos it's Lamisa, and by Pesach it's Riya. Answers the Gemara, as we said before. Kasavar, Shmuel's opinion is the Kodim Chatzos Lav Ovidhu. That's not in the category of Ovid. And since it's not in the category of Ovid, Shmuel was speaking about animals that were lost. And whereby Chama Chatzos and Ovid is brought Lamisa, that's where become Pesach, it's brought Lishlomim. But this is not, if the animal was found before Chatzos, it's not considered that it was ever lost. Because before Chatzos is not yet the Zman of Karban Pesach. So now the Gemara goes back with the same shakel of Tarya that we had previously, until the Gemara concludes that Shmuel follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, the Chata Shekipra Balel always goes Lamisa, and when Shmuel made the statement, Kosh V'chatas Mesa B'Pesach Karav Shlomim, and he never made a statement about Chatas Roya at Pesach Roya, and Shmuel also will hold like Reb Zeira that what is the difference? When is it considered that I could use the first animal for Karban Shlomim? If it was only Chatzos Kava, it was found after Chatzos. It was found before Chatzos, then it's not considered Ovid. But it was found after Chatzos, even though I have not yet brought a Karban Pesach, not like Rabbi Yochanan, but since it was only found after Chatzos, the second animal should be brought as a Karban Pesach, and the first animal should be brought as a Karban Shlomim.